in order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he also called, not from among Jews only, but also from among Gentiles. As he says also in Hosea, I will call those people who were not my people, my people, and her who is not beloved, beloved. And shall be in the place where he said to them, you are not my people, they shall be called sons of the living God. And Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved. For the Lord will execute his word upon the earth thoroughly and quickly, just as Isaiah foretold, except the Lord of Sabbath had left us a posterity, we would have become as Sodom and would have resembled Gomorrah.
保罗在这里写道，又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯、遭预备的荣耀的器皿上。这器皿就是我们被神所造的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中。这有什么不可呢？就像神在何西阿书上说，那本来不是我子民的，我要称为我的子民；本来不是蒙爱的，我要称为蒙爱的。从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来就在那里，称他们为永生神的儿子。 以赛亚指着以色列人喊叫说：“以色列人虽多如海沙，得救的就不过是剩下的余数，因为主要在世上施行他的话，叫他的话都成全，速速的完结。又如以赛亚先前说过，若不是万军之主给我们存留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子。”Paul
says that God has chosen to extend His mercy both to Gentiles and to Jews.
保罗说，这里神要把他的爱一直延伸出去，要既给犹太人，也要给外邦人。But
why does he do that? He does it because it makes known his glory.
为什么他要这样做呢？因为他这样做的时候，他自己的荣耀可以得到彰显。In
verses 25 and 26, it's to his glory that he extends his mercy to the Gentiles who were not God's people.
在25和26节里面讲到，这里他说要把他的爱延伸到外邦人当中，是为了他自己的荣耀。And
in verses 27, 28, and 29, it's to his glory that he extends his mercy to the Jews who deserve the same fate as Sodom and Gomorrah.
27到29节当中也是讲到，神是为了他自己的荣耀来拯救以色列人。
So God extends his mercy to demonstrate his glory.
所以神在这里施怜悯是为了彰显他的荣耀。
And he extends his mercy both to Jew and to Gentile equally.
他的恩典，他的怜悯延伸到以色列人和外邦人是同等的。
So in Romans, this passage in Romans, we see two aspects of God's character. We see his mercy and his glory.
所以我们在这个罗马书这一段经文里面，我们看到神的另外两个本性，我们看到神的怜悯和恩惠，和另外一个他的荣耀。God's
rejoicing, God's love, God's mercy, God's glory.
所以神的欢喜、神的爱、神的怜悯、神的荣耀。But
there's more. Let's move ahead to Ephesians chapter 2.
那还有另外更多的，我们看看以弗所书。
Another familiar passage, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
这个是也应该是大家比较熟悉的，第二章1到7节，以弗所书。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们同基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
This passage talks about several aspects of God's character.
这一段让我们可以看到神几个不同的方面。
Verse 4 mentions his mercy and his love.
在第四节看到他的怜悯和爱。
Verse 7 mentions his kindness.
在第七节看到神的恩慈。
And verses 5 and 7 mention his grace.
在第五节和第七节讲到他的恩典。
Since we've already looked at God's mercy and his God's love, let's think about God's grace for a minute.
我们已经讲到了神的怜悯和神的爱，所以今天我们在这里要看一看神的恩慈。
These verses highlight two aspects of God's grace.
在这里他就让我们看到主要两点关于神的恩慈。
We know well the idea of God's saving grace.
我们非常的清楚神的一个救赎的恩典。
And that's where we usually focus, and it's proper that we focus there.
这是我们常常重点讲到就是神的救赎的恩典。
But look at verse 7.
咱看一下第七节。
It talks about the surpassing riches of God's grace toward us.
这里他讲到神对我们极丰富的恩典。
The Greek word translated surpassing means to go beyond all expectation or comprehension.
在希腊文的原文里面，这个丰富讲到超过这个期望值。
And the word translated riches means an abundance exceeding the normal.
所以这个翻译是非常的丰富，超过了正常的，超过了所期望。
Put them together and you get grace that is so great it goes beyond what we could possibly imagine and there would still be leftovers.
所以把它们放在一起的时候，我们看到这个恩典是非常的多，多到我们想象不到，甚至都还有多的。
We had a preview day at school today.
在学校里面今天有一个复习的一天。
And we fed the students lunch.
我们就是学生都可以免费吃午餐。
And you know how students can eat.
你知道这个学生们吃起午餐来像怎么样子。
There was still a lot of food left over when they finished.
他们吃完的时候还有食物剩下。
This is talking about God's grace, not that way.
所以这里面谈到这个神的恩典呢，就是。不一定是像这个方法。
If it were food, you could eat and eat and eat and eat and get full, and there would still be food left over.
如果是吃食物的话，你可以一直吃，一直吃，一直吃，到后面还有剩下的。
And with God's grace, you can go and go and go and go, and you never reach the end of it.
神的恩典丰富到一个地步，就是你可以领受，一直领受，一直领受，都。到不了尽头。
So we can add grace to what we see about God's character.
所以我们把这个恩典，就是加在我们刚才所讲的神的其他的本性当中。
One more passage.
还有另外一段的经文。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Verses 3-9.
第三到第九节。
Know this first of all, that in the last days, mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But the present heavens and earth by his word are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and the Lord and a thousand years as one day. And the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样，他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的命就有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水消灭消灭淹没就消灭了，但现在的天地还是存着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判，遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可以忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
When Peter gets to the end of the passage, what characteristic of God does he highlight?
当我们看到彼得在这里这一段的最后的时候，我们看到彼得他重点想强调哪一个神的本性？
He talks about God's patience.
他谈到神的神的忍耐。
He says that some people make fun.Because it's taken so long, it's been so long, and Jesus hasn't come back yet.
他讲到有一些人在那里讥笑。
But Peter tells us the delay in Jesus' return is evidence of God's patience.
彼得在这里讲到这个耶稣还没有再来的这一个事实，实际上是神忍耐的一个明证。
He's waiting patiently.Until he brings in all those who are his.
他非常耐心地在那里等待，一直等到他所存留的那些都来了。
We deserve judgment.
我们本来是是应该要受审判的。
But God delays that judgment so that he can save all those who repent and turn to him.
但是神现在在暂时宽容。是因为他还在等待那些属于他的人来到他面前悔改。
In fact, Romans chapter 2 verse 4 tells us that God's patience is what leads people to repentance.
实际上呢，在罗马书第二章四节里面也讲了，就是神的宽容事实上是要等待，神的宽容事实上等待人的悔改。
So what do we learn about God's character from these five passages?
所以从这五段的经文当中，我们究竟看到神的本性是什么？
We learn that God rejoices greatly when a single sinner repents.
我们学习到，当一个罪人悔改的时候，神欢喜。
We learn that God's love extends to all peoples.
我们学习到神的爱延伸到所有的民族。
We learn that God does what he does out of his mercy and for his glory.
我们看到神做这些事情是出于他的怜悯，而且是为了他的荣耀。
And we learn that God's grace goes beyond what we could ever imagine.
我们也看到神的慈爱丰盛到一个地步，我们没办法想象，没办法测量。
And we learn that God is patiently waiting for those who are his to repent and come to forgiveness.
我们同时也看到神耐心的等待，宽容，一直等到人人悔改。
So, back to our original question.
所以回到我们最开始的问题。
What does the study of God's character teach us about missions?
所以对神本性的认识和学习告诉我们神跟宣教什么关系。
It teaches us that God's character makes missions inevitable.
他告诉我们神的本性使得神的宣教成为不可避免。
God must act to reach individuals from every tongue, tribe, people, and nation with the gospel because his character demands it.
神必须要这个做宣教，而且呢是各民各族各方各地的人来听到他的福音，因为他的本性要求他这样做。
A gracious, merciful, loving, patient God who acts to demonstrate his own glory and rejoices when a single sinner repents must act in accordance with his character.
这个恩典、慈爱、丰盛，就是忍耐、宽容的这样一位神，他就这样的等待着世人来悔改。
Long complicated sentence, right? Sorry, hard to put it all together, but that's you put all of God's characteristics together, and you understand His character.
当你把神的本性这些特点全部把它整合起来的时候，你看到一个宣教的神。
And God cannot act contrary to His character.
神不能够违背他自己的信实。
So he must make certain that the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world and to all the nations. There's no other option.
正因为他的本性，正因为他不能够背弃他自己，所以他必须要使他的福音传到各民各族。
What are the implications for us as his followers?
所以这对我们来讲有什么意义呢？
As followers of Jesus Christ, the same Holy Spirit who's part of the Trinity dwells in each one of us.
这对我们来说，这个三位一体当中的这个圣灵，他住在我们当中。
That means that God's character should be our character.
这就说明神的本性事实上应该成为我们的本性。
In fact, the Spirit is trying to help us develop that character each day as we walk with Jesus Christ.
事实上，当我们与神同行的时候，住在我们里面的圣灵也在帮助我们，每一天都在帮助我们，让我们来发展这个本性。
So if God must act to make certain the gospel is proclaimed to all the nations in the whole world, so must we.
所以如果神要确切的知道福音要传到万民万邦的话，那么我们也应该像神这样想。
If there's no other option for God, there's no other option for us.
如果神必须要这样做，别无其他的办法的话，那对我们来说也是必须要这样做，没有其他的办法。
We might be senders, we might be goers.
我们也许是这个差派别人出去的人，也许是被差派出去的人。
But if we are imitating God's character, then we must be involved in missions.
但如果我们是神的效法者的话，我们是在效仿神的话，那我们必须是在做这个宣教。
We'll see tomorrow even in more clearly We'll see tomorrow more clearly, more in more detail, how we are to be involved.
明天呢，我们会具体的讲一下，就是我们究竟应该怎样的参与。
But for tonight, the question is, how well is your character aligned with the character of the God of missions?
所以今天呢，对我们大家的问题和挑战，就是说。我们自己的本性跟神的本性比较起来，究竟有什么区别，或者是有什么相同的地方？
How will you make sure that God's love and mercy and grace and patience is manifested to the world?
我们怎样看看神的爱、神的怜悯、神的恩典和神的忍耐，怎么样在我们的生命当中反映出来？
How will you be involved in displaying His glory among the nations?
怎么样？我们怎么样在我们的身上，让别人看见神的荣耀？
What does the study of God's character tell us about missions?
所以，对神的本性的学习，告诉我们神跟宣教有什么关系呢？
It teaches us that God's character makes missions inevitable. We cannot escape it.
所以这个学习告诉我们来说，神对宣教来讲，宣教对神来讲是不可以避免的，是没有其他任何方法。
Will you get in step with the God of the nations?
所以你可不可以就这样行动起来，像学习神的这个本性？
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father, we've just gotten a little glimpse of who you are.
神啊，我们在这里只是看到你本性当中的一点点。
We have, by looking at five or six passages, we haven't come close to grasping your character.
我们只是看了这五段的经文。
But we understand that your character means you must reach the nations.
但是我们知道神你自己的本性决定了你一定要福音传到万民万族。
And because your spirit lives in us, we must be involved in reaching the nations.
而且因为你自己的圣灵在我们当中，所以我们必须参与到你的圣工当中来。
Father, help us to understand how to do it.
所以父神求你来帮助我们，让我们知道如何去参与。
Help us understand how to imitate you.
帮助我们来明白怎样可以更多的效法你。
Help us to understand how to make your glory known among the nations.
帮助我们怎样去彰显你自己的荣耀在万民万邦中。
And then give us the boldness and faith to step out and do it.
给我们胆量，给我们信心去做这些。
We pray in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
奉你儿子耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.